Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Cyrus.
Hi, Cyrus. I have Dr. Leandris LaBird and Tara Robinson to talk to you about heart disease.
Yeah, we're all set. This will be airing today in just a little while, 1:30 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. I will bring them in right now.
All right, thanks.
All righty. Say hello to Cyrus.
Hello, Cyrus.
Hi, Cyrus.
Hello. Great to speak with you, too. And, Tara, great to have you back on with us. I really, really appreciate the two of you stopping by.
Great to hear from you again, Cyrus.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and start the taping for you, okay?
All right.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone. The Conversation's Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For our radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tuning in through iHeartRadio and Amazon Music, we're glad you all could be with us as well. This is part of our News You Can Use segment here at WYAD, and today we're talking about heart disease. Heart disease is the number one killer of women in this country, and the odds of dying from it are even higher if you're an African-American woman. But there are ways to reduce your risk for cardiovascular disease, and that's why I'm excited about today's two guests. We're excited to welcome Dr. Leandris LaBird to our broadcast today. She's joining us from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. We also have back with us Tara Robinson. Tara is the founder and CEO of the Black Heart Association. They're going to talk to us about a new campaign to help black women protect their heart health and also let you guys know where you can go for more information. Thanks to the two of you for the time. Really do appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, Dr. LaBird, I want to begin with you. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. So I mentioned in my intro, of course, about heart disease being the number one killer of women in this country. But what kind of toll is cardiovascular disease taking on women in this country?
Well, as you said, it's the number one killer of all women in this country, killing more women than all forms of cancer combined. But the group that's really carrying the biggest toll of this of heart disease is African American women. We know that African American women are 60% more likely to have high blood pressure. They experience higher rates of cardiovascular disease, coronary disease, and stroke deaths when we compare their rates to non-Hispanic white women. So this is really a call to action, because the good news is that we can reduce this toll among black women. And it requires that they participate in taking small steps to really improve their health, and also acknowledging that self-care is health care.
Yeah. Such a great point. Tara, I had an opportunity to speak with you, first of all, back in 2022, and you shared a bit of your story. If you don't mind, for our audience, tell us about your own experience with heart disease.
Happy to be back. My own experience with heart disease is that April 10th, I had a heart attack. April 11th, I had a heart attack. And April 12th, I had a massive heart attack, which led to sudden death. So I want women to know that the narrative of strong black woman, or if you're internalizing your stress, or just because we look good on the outside doesn't necessarily mean we look good on the inside. So really taking the time to know where you stand as it relates to your cardiovascular cardiovascular system, and to join this initiative, livetothebeat.org/heart-to-heart, because it's so important that we get in front of it instead of working from behind it. We don't want it to catch anyone off guard as it relates to their heart health. So it's very personal to me that each one teach one.
Yeah. Tara, I want to stay with you for a second. I'm going to talk to Dr. LeBird more about the campaign. Why has it been such an important for you to speak out? Because it's one thing for you to be a survivor, but why has it been so important for you to make sure that you're speaking out and raising awareness for others?
I think it's important because it's a lot that impacts us as it relates to our heart health as black women, as black people in general. The stress that we face from systematic issues such as racism, bias in care, lack of access, and who better to speak up than a survivor? Who better to speak up than me? I almost lost my life to this thing, and one thing that I realize is that what makes it so dangerous is that we don't look sick, and so that's a problem, and we haven't seen images of us or enough representation of us that look like me, thin and unhealthy like me. So I just wanted to make sure that people are aware, that our community is aware that this thing is taking us out, and it doesn't have to. It's important that we be here with our families. It's important that we be here with our community. So if we lose one member of our community, it impacts the whole system.
Such a great thing. Dr. LeBird, Tara mentioned, of course, the campaign, livetothebeat.org /heart-to-heart. We're going to link that up for our audience, but talk to our audience about the campaign and what its mission is.
So the mission of this campaign is to bring resources, tools, information that women can use in order to protect their health. I think part of the experience of black women is that we spend most of our time taking care of others and not really attending to ourselves. And so what we want the heart-to-heart challenge to do is to give black women permission to prioritize their own self-care and their own heart health. So there are three calls to action with the campaign. One of them is to, first of all, make a commitment to take one small step. And that can be something like committing to do a walk every day, committing to get more sleep, committing to, tracking our food intake and physical activity. And it could also mean committing to speaking with a healthcare or a mental health professional when we're starting to feel overwhelmed, just by the demands of our life. And then the second call to action is to then share what you have committed to do. Share it with family, friends, put it on your social media site. And then thirdly, we want everybody to celebrate. Take the stop, pause, and celebrate that you have made a commitment to your own heart health. And then we want you to come to the heart-to-heart self-care party that's going to be held in Atlanta on February 24th. And if you can't make it to Atlanta on February 24th, then you can join and participate virtually. Now, where there's lots more information about all of what I just shared in terms of the challenge is on the livetothebeat.org/heart-to-heart webpage. That's livetothebeat.org/heart-to-heart.
And we'll make sure that we link that up for our audience as well. Again, a great segment and two powerful guests here to talk to us about the importance of not only the dangers of heart disease, but also what we need to do to combat it and raise awareness. Again, everyone, we've been speaking with Dr. Leandris LeBird, as well as welcoming back Tara Robinson, the founder and CEO of the Black Heart Association. Thanks to the two of you for the great work you all are doing, and really appreciate the time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live, again, part of our Music and News segment here at WYAD. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's go make today amazing. Take care.